"What if this ship hits the wall while we're on board?" Dorolo said. Craiglin smiled at her.
"We're not blind, are we? We know where the wall is, and we know where. We'll be able to see where the Olmedrekka is. We'll go down, take a look, and then if we decide we have the time, we'll remove a few of the smaller lasers. Hell, just one would do. I'm going to be down there too, you know, and I'm not going to risk my own neck if I can see the edge wall looming up, am I?" "We taking the kit?" Lamb said. "Not over the top. The orbital's got just enough mass to make the warp a tricky proposition, and the fusions will get zapped by the hub auto-defences. They think our motors were meteorites or something. No, we'll leave the cat here unmanned. I can always control it remotely from my suit if there's an emergency. We'll use the shuttle's FFD. Force fields work fine on an orbital." "Oh, that's one thing I shouldn't really have to remind you about. Don't try to use your AG on the place, okay? Anti-gravity works against mass, not spin. So you'd end up taking an unexpected bath if you jumped over the side expecting to fly around to the bows."
"What do we do after we get this laser? If we get it?" Yelson said.
Craiglin frowned briefly. He shrugged.
"Probably the best thing is to head for the capital. It's called Evenath, a port where they used to build the megaships. It's on the land, of course."
He smiled, looking at some of the others.
"Yeah," Yelson said. "But what do we do once we get there?"
"Well..."
Craiglin looked hard at the woman. Hawser kicked her heel with his toe. Yelson glared round at the changer while Craiglin spoke.
"We might be able to use the port facilities, in space that is, on the underside of Evenath, to mount the laser. But anyway, I'm sure the culture will be prompt, so we might even just go to sample the last days of one of the most interesting combined ports of call in the galaxy. And its last nights, I might add."
Craiglin looked at several of the others, and there was some laughter and a few remarks. He stopped smiling and looked at Yelson again.
"So, it could be quite interesting, don't you think?"
"Yeah, all right. You're the boss, Craiglin."
Yelson grinned, then put her head down. Under her breath to Hawser, she hissed,
"Guess where the damage game is?"
"Wouldn't this big sea ship go right through the wall and wreck the orbital anyway, before the culture does anything?"
Avager was saying. Craiglin smiled condescendingly and shook his head.
"I think you'll find the edge walls are up to it."
"I hope so,"
Avager laughed.
"Well, don't worry about it," Craiglin reassured him. "Now, somebody give Wapslin a hand to run a final check on the shuttle. I'm going up to the bridge to make sure Mip knows what to do. We'll be setting off in about 10 minutes.
Craiglin stepped back and into his suit, gathering it up and putting his arms into the sleeves. He fastened the main chest latches, picked up his helmet and nodded to the company as he walked by them and up the steps out of the hangar.
"Were you trying to annoy him?"
Hawser asked Yelson. She turned to the changer.
"I just wanted to give him a hint that I could see through him. He doesn't fool me."
Wubslin and Avager were checking the shuttle. Lamb was fiddling with his laser. Jandralajeli stood with arms crossed, his back resting against the hangar bulkhead near the door, eyes raised to the ceiling lights, a bored expression on his face. Nysin was talking quietly to Dorolo, who saw the small man as a possible convert to the Circle of Flame.
"You reckon Evenath is where this damage game's going to be?" Hawser asked.
He was smiling. Yalson's face looked very small inside the big, still open neck of her suit and very serious.
"Yes, I do. That devious bastard probably invented the whole goddamn op on this megaboat thing. He's never told me he'd been to Vavach before, lying bastard."
She looked at Hawser, punched him in the suit belly, making him laugh and dance back.
"What are you smiling at?"
"You?" Hawser laughed.
"So what if he wants to go and play a game of damage? You keep saying it's his ship and he's the boss and all that crap, but you won't let the poor guy have a bit of fun.
So why doesn't he admit it?" Yelson nodded sharply at Hawser.
"Because he doesn't want to share any of his winnings, that's why. The rule is we divide everything we make, sharing it out according to..."
"Well, I can see his point if that's what it is," Hawser said reasonably. "If he wins in a damage game, it's all his own work. Nothing to do with us."
"That's not the point," Yelson yelled.
Her mouth was set in a tight line. Her hands were on her hips. She stamped her feet.
"Okay," Hawser said, grinning.
"So, when you bet on me to win my fight with Zalin, why didn't you give all your winnings right back again?"
"That's different,"
Yelson said in exasperation. But she was interrupted.
Hey!
Lenny Pobra came bounding down the steps into the hangar as Hawser was about to say something. Both he and Yalson turned to the younger man as he skipped up to them, fastening his suit gloves to the cuffs.
Did you see that message earlier?
He looked excited and didn't seem to be able to keep still. He kept rubbing his gloved hands together and shuffling his feet.
Novigrid Gridfire! Wow! What a spectacle! I love the culture and a cam dusting! Hoo-wee!
He laughed, doubled at the waist, slapped both hands on the hangar deck, bounced up and smiled at everybody. Doralo scratched her ears and looked puzzled. Lam glared at the youth over the barrel of his rifle, while Yalson and Hawser looked at each other, shaking their heads. Lenny Pobra went dancing and shadowboxing up to Jandra Legelli, who raised one eyebrow and watched the gangly young man prancing about in front of him.